Welcome to Dysfunctional Podcast Hollywood Events. This podcast is dedicated to talking about events that don't necessarily fit into the movie, music, or art category. Recently, I was able to attend the 2017 Pre-Awards DPA Gifting Lounge. There were many brands and vendors there, too many to name all in this podcast, but we will talk about the few that stood out among the rest. Photos of all the products will be available at dysfunctional.com. The event was put together by Natalie Dubois and took place at the Rodeo Penthouse Suite at Lux Hotel Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills. We got to speak with one of the representatives from Marie Webb's The Lemonade Stand Designs.
Lemonade Stand Designs. What's the story behind the name?
Well, it's her name. She was one day she does very large pieces as well, usually on the floor. And one day we came back and she had the whole painting wrapped around her in front of the mirror, and I said, "What are you doing?" And she said, "Tired of just doing paintings, I want to wear them."
Oh.
So we thought, all right.
It's a natural progression.
What do we do now? So we've been learning ever since, you know, how to do
nice.
This stuff.
And, so hand in hand.
Yeah, climbing the slope.
Nice.
You know, and what's wonderful is that she doesn't care, but she has no concept of money. She has no ego. Nothing. Right? She just does. Right? And loves it. Right?
Cool.
So I just think that's... I've had 40 years teaching art school, right? And I've seen it all. And to see it just so pure.
I love it.
You know, it's just exciting to watch it happen.
I see a very common theme. Is this influenced by something specific? Like, was she just in the mood because of the season or water?
Whatever.
Or, yeah?
She met the Backstreet Boys.
Ah!
They spent an hour and a half with her. They wouldn't let her go. And it was the Backstreet Boys for 2 months, doing various drawings. And
so awesome.
And that's awesome.
So
awesome. That's great.
I love this.
So we took the motifs and then we turned them into the dresses. So that's done. These are applique dresses, sewing these things on. And then the big painting and the silks.
Yo, this is so cool.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So what we've done here is we played for the first time with the computer. This was the drawing, right, which we back-to-back mirrored. And then we thought we could play with the colors and how many, and then we just had to mirror which one of these do you like, you know. And then we'd take one and turn it into
Your choices for the fabric, is that just by feel?
Well, we loved silk to begin with because it's just so, you know, tactile. And we started looking around North America trying to find a source, right, of somebody that would not only produce the best silk, but would also not bullshit us with color. We wanted them to be the way we wanted
they
them,
really
the way they wanted them, right? And we ended up having to go to China and India because there's just no way.
We tried
in the U.S., we tried in Canada, where we are. We live in Halifax, Nova Scotia. And this is no way we can compete with what they did. You know, they're beautiful quality. They're prompt. You know? So we just went with it. And the stuff is, as you can see, stunning. This was actually our first lynx that came from China in my backyard hanging on the line. And this is what we... This is our first show. There's a felting. She does all the felting herself.
Wow.
And then last month she asked about... she wanted to start using the sewing machine, so I wasn't sure whether she could do it, but she's at it and she's doing it now.
Oh my goodness!
These kids have spent so long being told they can't do things.
This is so cool.
And they can do things.
Yes.
They can do a lot. A hell of a lot.
So how long does it usually take to go from page to the dress?
From
her drawing to the dress?
No, you'd be amazed. Pretty damn quick. We can get a dress made from a drawing inside a week.
Wow, that is.
And we can get the Chinese silk stuff, the shawls, mm-hmm. and so on, back within 10 days. And that's what we couldn't get mm-hmm. in North America. They couldn't get the delivery. The colors were no good. They were not consistent. And the price was nowhere close. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, let's start phoning China.
So now they're printing in Chinese. Really?
Oh, yeah.
India does a good job.
I'll stand here and you can see.
Awesome.
India does, yeah. A little inconsistent. And I think that we figured out why. And this again is new to me. But, we had a long conversation with Chinese about why. One.
They are pretty consistent.
Oh,
yes.
Very.
Yes.
But they said, you realize that every time we do a print, it depends what the weather is. And I said, what? And they said, the inks are affected by humidity, so they're going to be different. And I
so
think
this is
in India, I think you've got
yeah.
yes.
You would think so. They would have facilities that eventually.
You would,
it
but
doesn't
they
matter,
don't.
Right?
So it's interesting.
Yeah.
I mean,
something like that, some natural. Reason, right?
Yeah, I mean, they obviously the Indians do a hell of a lot of that stuff.
I mean, they have amazing fabrics. Oh, oh my God.
I worked in, on and off, I worked in Trinidad for 12 years. And 50% are
yes.
Indian, right? And almost all of the fabrics come from India. And they all make their own clothes.
Yes.
Right? So you've got literally thousands of companies doing this, and of course they're all pretty high tech now. Right? But still, the Chinese seem to be doing it cheaper and quicker, and the quality is good. So. And it's a shame. We should be doing that here.
Yeah.
Check out more of Marie Webb's designs at lemonadestanddesigns.com. For those who work on their computer and are always on the go, we spoke with Norman Corpy about his A-Stand. The A-Stand is a portable stand for laptops and tablets.
Where's the A-Stand available for
it's,
purchase?
I just turned the button on yesterday. I got my first order from Iraq.
Nice.
Nice.
So at just A-Stand.com, and then I'm starting to move them over to like Amazon Fulfillment like in 2 weeks.
Cool.
What is it retail for? It retails for $69.
How long has this
much.
Project been in the works?
7 years.
7 years.
I've written
wow.
3 patents on it. And I don't, you know, I was, I made movies, I directed a movie, I wrote screenplays and things, and I was like on a plane and it couldn't work, and I was like, oh, I'll get that done by the time I get to New York, couldn't, you know, had to stay up all night working on this like new grandfather thing, and then I just started going on it and designing it, and then work, and then I finally had to go to China myself and then work back and forth because it was like, I'd send stuff there, they'd send it back, and backwards, forwards, they didn't get it. You know, even in photos, it's hard. Like, people look at something like this and like, oh, God, that's so complicated. I can't
right.
But once you see it and then you start working with it, forget it. Yeah, and it's like, and the whole thing is like, it's real quick, and on a, especially for a flight, because you can't interrupt anybody
right.
this way, and everything has to vertically go up.
Yes.
So you need to work with a vertical, and it needs to be manual to this, you know, this kind of stuff. So I know it's somewhat complicated, but if you just want little basic things, like I just want my computer on there and I just want a drink or whatever, you know, but hopefully, I mean, it's just everyone has got all their gadgets and everything moving around all the time, you know?
Trivial.
So from like trains
and
home.
Slim, so it'll fit into your
yeah,
computer bag.
Yeah, it just fits really easy into your computer bag. Plus it doubles up so you can take your tablet, and then it's another storage thing for that.
Check out more on the A-Stand at a-stand.com. Then we get to the food. We get to Bear Burger, who are regularly located in Santa Monica at 2732 Main Street. Bear Burger doesn't just sell organic burgers. They sell the Impossible Burger. The Impossible Burger is an all-veggie burger that tastes like meat, has the texture of meat, and cooks like meat.
Hello, Bear.
I love that.
Made out of sustainable materials. So we were voted top 10 most sustainable restaurants in America by the Huffington Post last year. Over 45 restaurants worldwide. We've just been granted rights to serve the Impossible Burger, which is the most, like, it's the most sustainable meat available, and it's made entirely out of vegetables and fruit. They've done a bunch of work to figure out what it is that makes meat taste like meat, and they pulled it out of like different parts of vegetables and fruit, and it uses, I think, 10 times less water to raise versus regular cattle, and it's amazing. It's an incredible
incredible food. It's delicious.
We try to focus a lot of our efforts towards nonprofits and exercise and education, and so our giveaways are exercise-based.
Next time you're in Santa Monica, check out Bear Burgers at 2732 Main Street. Continuing with the food, we have Kai's, which are healthy wraps.
Yeah, so we're Kai's, healthy wraps or bowls. So it's either vegan, we can accommodate any palate, whether it's you're looking for a vegan, you're looking for paleo, meat, dairy-free, gluten-free. We use Chinese herbs in the food.
Really?
Yeah. Try to make it as healthy as possible. So that's what we do. We do wraps, and so we do the nori, collard green, or lettuce. And so they have an inner sleeve to them. So when you're ready to eat it, you pull that out.
Oh, I see.
And then you push it up like a push pop for these, or peel it like these for these.
Kai's is located at 1518 Montana Avenue in Santa Monica. Next, we have Red's Cheesecake, located at 2617 Manhattan Beach Boulevard in Redondo Beach. We didn't get to talk to any other representatives, but we got to try some of their cheesecake and even got to take some home. We got to sample everything from the classic cheesecake with vanilla bean topping to Oreo cheesecake and red velvet cheesecake. Although all their cheesecakes are delicious, I think the Oreo cheesecake was my favorite. I can't wait to go back and try some more. Once again, they are located at 2617 Manhattan Beach Boulevard in Redondo Beach, California. Check out photos from more of the brands, vendors, and products that were at the DPA Gifting Lounge at dysfunctional.com. Check out more of my stuff here on audioboom.com/channel/dysfunctional or subscribe to Dysfunctional Podcast on iTunes. Follow me on social media at Dysfunctional on Twitter and Instagram, Dysfunctional LA on Facebook, and Dysfunctional on Snapchat.